I'm sorry, I'm away from my desk at the moment. Please try and call me later or leave a voicemail. Or if you need to get hold of me urgently, please call my secretary, Kat Christie, on the switchboard. Thanks so much.
After the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hello, David. It's Mr. Caudell. I just wanted to quickly give you an update to where I'm at because it's running late. It's 16:07 now, 4:07, and I suspect you'll be off work soon. I'm in the middle of writing the email that you've requested. As explained, I felt that I wanted to speak to you in person. You said you're not happy to speak to me on the phone, so I didn't expect you to pick up the phone. Basically, what you're saying to me in your last email, I feel a bit out of place by you saying that. Thank you for your email. I'm afraid that I am not prepared to discuss the claim without you putting it in an email what your allegations are. I do so as a first point to that point there. I have passed my allegations continuously over to Enfield Council and to the Metropolitan Police. There's 300 recordings to them, and when I've been phoning up Enfield Council, for instance, I just transcribed up 50 of them. One of them, my case handler, which is Sally Gilchrist, the legal executive director for Scotland Yard, who was acting in joint circle with the Enfield Council when they let a community safety officer, Stephen Ellsworth, mate the ASBO, who's not allowed to do investigations as a community safety officer, he's not allowed to do searches and stuff. He's picked up a load of NFA cases, he's opened up the cases, which you can see in the information that I've requested at their computers from an FOI, and he's modified them. When I'm phoning them down the phone, if you go to horrificcorruption.com, go Simon's Diary, press Control F, and as a keyword, put dead in it, D-E-A-D, dead, and you see when I'm speaking to them at the last 50 recordings, for out of 45 of them, when I've transcribed them, the neighbour office team, which the council's responsible for, I'm speaking fast because I know your time limit on the recording, they're telling me down the phone, you're dead, you've been robbed, there's nothing you can do about it, you've just got to press Control F and write dead into it. Another good keyword is MP on into that, or IPCC or stuff like that, and you start to see the way that I've been getting treated by them. The council officers were telling me like 7-8 times, sometimes 20 times down the phone. Out of the 300 recordings that I'm transcribing, I've managed to do 150 of them now, and I'm overtired. I'm one person fighting massive enterprises that were set out to protect me under their constitutions and under my human rights. You'll say another issue. So I have gave them the allegations down the phone, and I have wrote them the allegations. I've got recordings of them reciting back to me exactly what I'm claiming for, i.e. the actual laws that I feel that have been breached, like targeted malice, malicious process. I'll list out just a couple of the other ones that I'm putting in the document to you now. Data Protection Act, they got found guilty for that just recently. Definition of my character, slander, breaches of the House and Disrepair Act 1994, interference with the course of justice. They have interfered all the way through it, and they have threatened me in their writing, saying that if I tried to go to court or get a solicitor, they're going to remand. And every time I try to get a solicitor or go to court or to do anything with them, they will, I can prove one of their staff have done something, they will let's move that staff on and put another staff in that person's place, and let that staff continue to abuse me in malicious process, stopping me from putting my claim, which is interference with the course of justice. They've caused perjury under the same act of law 1911 by going to court. They've discriminated me, which is a breach of race relations 1976. They've committed fraud act 2006 and the Fraud Company Act 2006. For instance, you were mentioning inside of your email, which I will just quickly get up because of this speed, I know what I've got to do, allegation, I do not require a lot of documentation with your email, just a few few of the core documents will suffice. I strongly advise you to seek legal independence. I'll get back to that. The Law Society, I've been there, to will be able to recommend lawyers to you. Your claim appears to be complex. It's as complex as you make it. I could sit down with you and continuously prove where they've been telling me I'm dead, that I've been robbed. I can prove where Lemmy frauded all the allegations, 31 allegations, when I weren't in the house and not living in the house, and I've continuously from the beginning been declaring this. Every time me and my mum write to them, or my mum writes to them for me, they will refer the doctors to me, and none of them have ever met me in the council offices. They've never took a statement off me. They went and met all of the people me and my mum were complaining about for months before anyone else made claims, and then went and took statements off them, thought I was in my house, made 31 allegations up and went for a possession order. Straight from that possession order, I asked where the signatures were and statements. They hadn't met none of these people yet. They just made up the allegations in their names. Then Lemmy went and met them for the first time after the first possession order and created the first injunction order. He used the same claims that he had put in the first possession order that he had made up, not even meeting none of them, which I can prove from the dates that they were inputted into the council's computers, from stripping the computers with an FOI. I can prove the whole lot was frauded. As for the Time Limitation Act, there is no Time Limitation Act. For as long as the council deny the fraud, when you're making claims against the local council or government body, for instance, the Fraud Act doesn't protect them in that sense. For example, claiming fraud against the trustees of a trust is not subject to any time limitations. And for as long as they denied the fraud, and I'm continuously trying to prove that fraud, and they're acting with negligence and gross misconduct and undermining me and not treating me equally under the Codes of Ethics 2010, it's against the law what they're doing. There's no way that I can prove anything. This company's not just my local council, they are also my landlords. I'm not a millionaire to pay for these things. Lemmy and the council, in the council's history, yeah, the neighbourhood office team, on the 23rd of September 2010, my mum had been writing to them for 16 months. You can go to the 23rd of the 10th 2015 in the diary, in the website, and you can see a lady called Dawn Allen, who was the work for Jeffrey O'Mann, who's the team leader of the neighbourhood office team, which the council's responsible for. She, my mum had been writing to her and multiple other people about what they were allowing their other clients to do to me, my neighbours, which I have on. I've got cameras in every single room, and I've recorded them every day attacking me, yeah, because of them spreading rumours about me and my breaching my personal data, yeah. And basically, every time my mum wrote to them, they'd message the doctors as a referral, which I got all the referrals without ever meeting me, and send the people to me. Basically, Dawn Allen, on the 23rd of that day, she wrote to the doctors and asked the doctors if I'm known to them. The doctors and everyone said I'm not known to none of them, I'm on none of their records. My mum put an FOI into the council and took it out, and there was no history in my name. Then 2-3 weeks later, Lemmy's been hired for the Civic Centre, and he's gone and created all of this stuff, not meeting the claimants, made a possession order. And then because I've asked for the statements, he used dead cases that I've already won in criminal courts. They used all of that to make it all. So every case that was in there, I'd already won in a criminal court. And then they just made up this thing. They after losing the first possession order, yeah, and then applying for the second for the first injunction order, they lost that. It got struck out. Judge, they were in the court every day begging for it to be reopened, and the judge refused for that case to be reopened ever again. They went and Lemmy said that I phoned him up while I was in my house trying to rectify the issues and getting the house in transfer so my neighbours can't attack me anymore. And basically that what he's done is he lied and said that I threatened him down the phone. I've said something wrong to him, when in fact in the recording he tells me and my mum, tells me down the phone he's going to kill me and my mum. And I can play this recording to you. He lied to the police and told the police that I've done that to him. Next thing I know, the police are at my door after them losing the first possession order and the first injunction order, and they made the first ASBO as well, which held me for 8 years, yeah, which I can prove was heavily frauded as well. And what he done is, while I'm in the police station, information. He's run to the court, used a company credit card, created a second injunction order. Then he's gone and met the victims that the judge said that I had won in the first injunction order. He's gone and met them, and what he's actually done is he has took them to court, made them do an affidavit of service under the 1911 Act, which is perjury, and he has a perjury under the 1911 Act. And what he has done is he reinstated all of the struck out claims in all of the, and then once he had done that in the second possession order, they lost that as well. Then they've gone and referred me to the doctors again. Doctors kept coming and doing assessments, could never find nothing wrong with me. And then they've gone for another possession order. In all of the claims, every single one of them said he, she, and they're talking about a multitude of different people. The only names in them documents, in them books, in them first possession order, second possession, first possession order, first possession order, first injunction order, second injunction order, and the last house in possession order, it's all he, she, other than Lemmy's name, who was a case handler. And he said that I made the phone call. It was biased for him to be the case handler and for him to be the victim at the same time. I was explaining this to the judge, and that he's falsifying paperwork, and I can prove it all with the relevant documentation. Do you know, like, and they just continue to do this in a malicious process. They created all of this paper, like, back to Dawn Allen quickly. I'm spooting around because I know your recorder's going to say time out. I'm sorry for calling you, but there's no way of doing this otherwise. I'm writing the document you're requesting that, but it's going to take me longer than today to do that, do you know. And basically, I know that there's no time limitation act on certain aspects of what I'm saying. In special circumstances, which these are, when I've been eight, 9 months ago, did I win? Not even that, did I win the last house in order. I've been stuck in a malicious process for 4 years, fighting the possession order, the injunction, the other injunction, the other possession order, over trying to fight the ASBO, which they set me up for and I got 8 years for, without even being arrested. I never got arrested for that. I've never done nothing. The maximum sentence for the organisation of illegal rapes, if they did have enough evidence to arrest you, yeah, would be 6 months. Yeah, custodial would do 3. I'd never got arrested, never got interviewed, never got nothing. Every case that they made that out of, with Stephen Ellsmore and that in the thing, is all dead cases, that NFA'd cases. Lemmy's gone and used a load of criminal, and Lemmy himself afterwards has gone and used a load of criminal cases that got NFA'd to create the 31 allegations. All of them, he, she. Whenever I'm phoning them, they're telling me I've been robbed, you're dead. They're laughing down the phone to me, you can't go out, you can't go out. I'm saying to them, this is against, so I'm one person on my own fighting these massive multi-corporations, plus them letting all their clients attack me. I think it's unfair what you're saying. I'm legally allowed to litigate for myself. Like I'm saying, Dawn Allen on the 23rd of September, she had never met me. My mum had been messaging her for 16 months, stop the neighbours from doing this to me. And eventually, Dawn Allen replied back because she thought I had done something wrong, which I hadn't. And so Dawn Allen answered, and all the rest of the teams did, to the emails that they hadn't been replying to my mother on. And basically, Dawn Allen, without meeting me, because she lost what she had answered the emails for, she's messaged the doctors and said, do you have any history on Simon? They said no. My mum had just got the FOI at the council's computers. There was no history on me then as well. Then Lemmy went and made up all of this stuff, creating history in the council. The doctors messaged Dawn Allen back over the next following days from the 23rd, and they said, oh, well, now Simon can see things and he's delusional. None of them had ever met me, do you know? They started sending doctors to my house to do assessments. I went through God knows how many assessments, yeah, to prove that there's nothing wrong with me, and they just kept running out of my house, do you know? I have continuously done my best to contact these people throughout. They've denied the fraud, they're like I'm saying, for example, a claiming fraud against the trustee of a trust is not subject to any limitations, and it's the same under the Normal Fraud Act 2006 as well. They've created hate crime under the 1998 Act. The Landlord and Tenants Act, I feel, has been breached. They cause targeted malice. Malfeasance in public office. I can easily prove you're a specialist in this. So just through going through the website, I've read your website. If you going through my website, you would understand that I'm correct. Malicious process. You can just see the amount of paperwork that they've wrote and the type and the nature of the recordings and the state that they left me in. Yeah, and malicious prosecution. Tort of the the Nuisance Act 1893, Christie v. Davy. That's the people knocking at each other. Tort of Nuisance Act 1893 is Christie v. David. When a woman started banging at somebody, at Davy, Christie started banging at Davy, like how my neighbours were banging at me, the council's tenants. And then it went from that to hate crime, which is 1998. Then it becomes, after hate crime, as someone continues to do something to you for like 3,000 days and you're getting no assistance of the government bodies you should do, it becomes an attempted murder case. Yeah, this ain't manslaughter where something was done by negligence and they've attempted to take me my life, rob me of my home and belongings. They tried to rob me of my home and belongings, get me on medication. On the list of medication is unrealistic. They tried to get me on when there was nothing wrong with me, yeah, and that's never been proved that there's anything wrong with me. Plus, on top of that, they wanted to get me under the Mental Capacity Act 1995, and they told my mum and dad that they're stripped. My dad's an ambulance driver, and everything. They told my dad told them there's nothing wrong with me. My mum told them, my uncle told them, my brother told them, my whole family. I had about 50 friends stay in my house over these last years, and they've been attacked in the house as well, which has been on the recordings and the videos and that as well. And they've all done statements, which me and my mother have got, and they're all willing to attend court. All my witnesses are as well. Like, if I phone the police won't protect me. That's a breach of my human rights. And even before we left the European Convention, the death warrant wasn't around, the death sentence in the UK anymore. But now that we've left the European Convention, that leaves the death sentence. I mean, you just need to write the death sentence Wilkinopedia, and then you'll understand that now we've left the European. It is a possibility that I've had to go through, if I was to even explain it to you in short, them doing a prison sentence and being stuck in a home and being in a prison and being fed with TV and wouldn't even justify the 8 years that they've robbed off me at my life and the torture that they've put me through on a daily basis. I'm not prepared to drop this case. If you feel that I don't have a case to defend anymore because of the time limitation, because I'm acting litigant for myself at the present or whatever, then I will continue to put this in the public's eye, and I will continue to use my website and every other facility I've got. I've not attempted to publish anything because I've hoped that we can cause minimal impact on society and the people around us by acting in a formal and a professional way. And I don't feel that you're in compliance, but I feel that you're set out to help the council get away or achieve in doing what they've done to me or to another person. It's a wrong from the start. And what I'm saying about Dawn Allen and that, She created all the paperwork. There was nothing in my name in the doctors, from the doctors. My mum got the FOI from the council. There's nothing in my name. They started making it all up and everything like that. Now that just from me taking all, I've done an FOI into the council's computers 5 times. Same to the police 5 times. Same to the doctors, and I've got all of my personal data out, which I've put into that diary, into that report. There's over 30 million words in there now, and as to get a solicitor to do that. That most solicitors, because I'm on benefits, most solicitors that will give you legal aid are priced up at price work, and that's as short as the case can be. They get the same prices for the rest, or maybe their expenses covered on long cases that have prolonged the time length or the duration to which they thought it was set out to be resolved in. Like, they might get a bit extra, but not too often. You should understand that the cap on solicitors' budgets under the Justice Act 19... What is the Justice Act again? Justice Act 2003, which gives the rights to legal aid, doesn't it? I think. So just under that principle alone, it was impossible to get a solicitor with the way that they've maliciously processed me. So I had to do the work myself, and I've continuously informed the correct people in the hope that I'll get the correct response to be able to resolve the issues and get at least a transfer out of my house. I was getting attacked in my house yesterday and the day before. My neighbour's sitting there banging, attacking me, the council's tenants, and they've been informed what these people are doing, and they refuse to act upon it. So this is still ongoing today. Do you know, I've only just won the last procession order just a little minute ago, like a few months ago, and I believe that these are special circumstances, yeah, what has happened, and I should be allowed to continue with this case. And I think, if anything, you should oversee and advise the council with the correct advice, and that ain't a hard decision to come to, do you know, or to favour me in the end of it, and what's right and what's wrong. I am not going to continue for too much longer, but the bottom short line of it is I am documenting a form of document for you, and I've just listed all the some of the laws that I'm looking to, that I'm upset about, including race relations and protection from eviction at 1977. You understand human rights better than most, I think. You're a professional from reading your documentation, and that you'll understand the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, International Rights, 1948. And you'll understand that I'm protected from them. You'd understand throughout the years that we was part of the European Convention, I should have been protected from them. Yes, there is time limitation acts to a degree, but like I'm saying, under special circumstances, when you're being malicious, I had to fight for my home, and that's become first. Now I've won that, I want to claim. Do you know, I've only just finished fighting for the home and finished. I couldn't have called none of the
to
people.
To accept and set message options, press 1. To replay, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.